Day 104, Friday, February 17th. Exodus 27. Exodus 27 1-21 NKJV. You shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners, its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. Also you shall make its pans to receive its ashes, and its shovels and its basins and its forks and its firepans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. You shall make a grate for it, a network of bronze, and on the network you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners. You shall put it under the rim of the altar beneath, that the network may be midway up the altar. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. You shall make it hollow with boards, as it was shown you on the mountain, so shall they make it. You shall also make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side there shall be hangings for the court made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for 1 side. And its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets shall be bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be silver. Likewise along the length of the north side there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, with its 20 pillars and their 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And along the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. For the gate of the court there shall be a screen, 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, made by a weaver. It shall have 4 pillars and 4 sockets. All the pillars around the court shall have bands of silver, their hooks shall be of silver and their sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and its sockets of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle for all its service, all its pegs, and all the pegs of the court, shall be of bronze. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. In the tabernacle of meeting, outside the veil which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Daily deep dive. We'll jump right into the scripture breakdown as there is no UCG reading plan specific to chapter 27. Verse 1, this altar was approximately 8 feet by 8 feet, with a height of approximately 4.8 feet. Verse 2, out of the 4 corners came 4 horns which were to be of the same wood. This is the same word that would be used of a horn of an animal, compare Genesis 22:13. Commentaries seem to agree that these horns would have one of 3 purposes and maybe all of them. 1, for ornament, 2, to prevent sacrifices from falling off, and 3, for tying the sacrifice to the altar prior to sacrificing the animal, compare Psalm 118:27. Verse 5, midway down the altar was a grate attached at the 4 corners that would allow both air to fuel the fire and various ash and drippings to go through. Verse 8, the altar was essentially a 4-wall box that was hollow in the middle except for the grate. Verse 9, now we move outside of the original construction of the inner tabernacle, holy place and most holy place, to the outside area. Here the hanging of fine woven linen was approximately 160 feet long, about half of an American football field for visualization. Verse 10, notice as we move away from the focus of the tabernacle, God's most holy place, the quality of material lessons. As the Israelites approached God, there were visual reminders that they were moving toward God. Verse 13, this outer section was half the length in width, approximately 80 feet wide. In the middle was a screen that was approximately 32 feet wide, with approximately 24 feet on each side of that. Verse 18, this outer court section was approximately 8 feet tall. So all total this was approximately 160 by 80 by 8, LXWXH. Verse 20, this fire was to burn continually, perpetually, always. John Gill's commentary is interesting. Night and day, continually, as it was proper it should, that the house of God might not be at any time in darkness, as it would otherwise be, since there were no windows in it, and his servants minister in it in the dark, even in the daytime, at the altar of incense, and at the showbread table, which is not reasonable to suppose, and though there are some passages of scripture which seem too intimate as though the lamps only burnt till the morning, and then went out, and were lighted every evening, this difficulty may be solved, and the matter reconciled by what Josephus relates, who must be an eyewitness of it, that three of the lamps burned before the Lord in the daytime, and the rest were lighted at the evening. End. Verse 21, Aaron and his sons, the priests, were the only ones who went in and tended to the holy place. Here is another couple videos from the same group that did the videos yesterday. Bronze altar link. Overall flyover of the tabernacle. Notice the increasing quality as you move toward the most holy place.